Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, Tiffany, I'd like to thank you because from now on going forward, I'm just referring to those monsters as frickin' frack. I don't know who's frickin' who's frack, but frickin' frack are here to stay, everyone.
You've never heard that when someone says frickin'
yes,
frack?
Yes, I've heard that. Yeah. Yes, but when she said...
It is a twosome.
So who's frick and who's frack?
I think frick is Micah. And, okay. But I liked it when Tiffany's like, well, here comes Frack right now.
Love is blind. Love is blind. It's Reality Games presenting Love is Blind.
Yeah. I am super happy that I never like it when I never really think it's justified when one group kind of excludes the other. But Frickin' Frack have brought it upon themselves.
Frickin' Frack and, have, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they have isolated themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the other three women who were there are just like, well, I guess they're not going to talk to us. And none of them like Irina. The only one who, Micah's the only one who can stand Irina.
For now, until she tries to fuck Paul. Yes, y'all, you got all that right. This is Love is Blind, Season 4, Episode 5, Paradise Lost.
Now, I'm
one
trying
of my favorite
to figure
Wonder
out.
Woman comics.
Or the novel by John Milton.
Whatever. The great Wonder Woman run.
I'm going to tell you that right now. That was named after John Milton. So
I thought it was. I don't even know what Paradise Lost is about, John Milton. What else did he write?
That was his main thing, but it was about
one hit wonder. The
true. I think he did write other things, but when you just said that was a great Wonder Woman comic. Some English majors just busted out. But just you have heard of the John Milton piece, didn't you? Maybe you haven't.
I have heard of it, yes.
Okay.
We probably couldn't read it because it had some sexual connotation or if it was about, I think I knew it was maybe about religion and we wouldn't talk about that.
Well, no, it's about the Garden of Eden.
Oh,
kind of the fall of, yeah.
We only read one book of that.
The Bible.
Mm-hmm. That's the one book.
That's the account that you trust. The King James Bible. The King's English like Jesus spoke.
That is how I know I'm in Oklahoma versus California, where if people goes around saying, oh, I read it in the good book. And you're like, oh, what book is that? What was that? Did you get it from your book club? Like here, no one knows what the good, but back home, if they say the good book, it's only one book.
I think that's universally known as the people say the Bible is. Yeah, yes, but that's true. Or as I have high school friends who have fights about whether the King James Version is the most accurate version because the name God is said more often in that translation. And those men were inspired. Notice I said men. Those men were inspired by God to translate that. So any other translation's not inspired. Okay. Hint, it was to create a division between the classes who could read and the ones who couldn't. Hint.
Hint. All right, let's move on to Love is Blind, because this was a good episode. I the whole time I was like, whoa.
I kept thinking the whole time, I don't think we've ever teetered like this.
That's a good word for it.
At least three couples. We are teetering. I don't think that we've ever had this much problems out of the gate so early.
True.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No, because once we were right, actually, about a couple. Because we said, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched this episode, then I'm mad at you. Stop listening right now and go. I am actually upset at you if you have not watched this. Stop it. Go watch.
I want to say that it took a lot of maturity for Zach to say, let's call it. We should call it.
But for once, we were right. We actually said we didn't think they were even going to make it.
Arena was never going to say it.
Never.
Arena was going to make him hate her so much until he cheated on her.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I got to give it to Zach. For saying,
or she would turn him down at the offer. I think she would have turned him down.
She would have. I can't fucking stand you anymore. In fact, looking at you makes me sick to my stomach.
Like, literally.
And she's like, oh my God, same.
And he's like, let's call it. And 10 minutes later, like, so are you going to fuck somebody else? Please. Hopefully. Yes. Anyway, we're going to get into all of that. Like you said, this is new territory of Love is Blind we've never entered before in four seasons of Love is Blind.
For sure.
Lib is lit.
I don't think we've called it Lib before, have we?
We do. We use it in everything we write, literally.
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever said Lib.
On our Donna list. We said Lib before. Gary?
Really?
I don't know. So y'all, we were stimulated. This was a good episode. I stayed up too late watching this.
We opened the sequel to Milton's Paradise Lost. Paradise Loster. Adam has taken a job as what they call him?
Riveting.
The person who stuffs things. Taxidermist. That's the wrong thing. Oh, the girls. I'm sorry. Girls are talking. Jackie and they're shit talking. Micah, but Jackie said if Micah wanted that, because Chelsea's coming up, but she's like, the thing about it is Michael wanted your man, she would have had him. That's true.
That's true.
And I think Chelsea knows this.
Chelsea knows this. And Micah's like, but Micah too, when she's talking to Jackie, is like, it has nothing really to do with Chelsea anymore. And I'm like, she's engaged to him. So yeah, it does. It does have everything to do with her.
That's how she has no empathy.
Yeah. No empathy at all. Yeah. And Jackie also says, but Jackie's also talking, she's like, yeah, Bliss dodged a bullet. A total bullet with Zach. And
she doesn't like Zach.
And everyone can tell that Arena is not attracted to Zach and that she wants to fuck Paul. Everyone. Except for maybe Micah, which is kind of what is the chef's kiss about all this.
Yeah. Even Paul knows Arena wants to fuck him.
Yes.
And Paul was clueless.
Yeah.
But not as clueless as Zach, who I don't know if he's just doing lip service right now, But he says, you know, she's Irina's a good human. And I went, no, she's not. She's absolutely not. Mm-mm. She's not a good human. Mm-mm. That's like one thing she's you not. Cannot say about her. You could say Irina has nice boobies. You could say Irina's
has
symmetrical.
Nice boobies. Okay. Irina, I was just keep saying nice boobies. That's about it.
Irina has three vowels in her name.
Great.
But you can't say she's a good human.
Can't say she's a good human.
That does not check the box. Mm-mm. And then he's like, but she's done a lot that's fucked up. And I went, now that's the truth.
But I went, that's not a good human. A good human doesn't do things that are fucked up, y'all.
She's a bad person.
Stop excusing people's behavior with the idealization that you were hoping for of them.
Yeah, that's a really good point. He is trying to idealize her still.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And I wrote down, he is so dumb. So
I wrote that too.
And then
I wish I was here in the room with you. We're remote, but go. But I wish I was here with you so I could hit you.
Instead of me being in one earbud and in the foyer of my hotel room under a hot light.
Some walk up before they come and pour water on you and ask you questions again.
Ooh, don't mind that. So Zach basically says, so here's the weird thing. And I don't know if we've seen this on camera. I think we were just trying to get the cringe moments. She's super affectionate before the party. Then when she's here at the party, she's distant and she won't let me kiss her. And then she's super affectionate after. I don't know if her exactly. It's games. And she wants her target is Paul. So she's going to, she also doesn't really want to be associated with him in the middle of all the other people because she thinks he's weird. But in private, she's trying to get him to fall in love with her. And it's strangely working just slightly. But it's not going to work for much longer.
Not much longer. Also, too, I'm all about positivity and everything. But every time they meet in group settings, she's wearing the sluttiest fucking outfits that she can wear that just shows off as much as her body as possible.
Yeah. To try to send a message to the other men.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. 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 Yep.
If it was all girls on this trip, she would not be dressed like that.
And no, probably not. No. So we see that she's talking to Paul and she just says, I think you're really cute and I think you're exactly my type. And I thought you would have this baby face, but look at you. And she keeps touching his face.
Yes.
And telling him how, like, did he like bite at her hand?
Yes. Yes, he did. And I wrote, what the fuck? And I'm like, so let's throw Paul on the dick pile, y'all. Throw another one on, Gary. Toss another one on the dick pile.
Y'all, he's just collateral damage in one of Cersei Lannister's wicked schemes.
He's kind of a dick, though. So right now we've got Kwame on the dick pile. And Paul
on
the
chart?
Dick pile.
Where's your chart now? Did you do your chart?
I didn't bring it.
Boy,
but I need to do another chart.
You need to do it.
I would have had to bring a whole other pad. There's
so
not
much
room
to
in my suitcase
with.
For a whole other pad.
Another pad of paper. Here's what it is. I shouldn't wish this again. I shouldn't, but I really want Paul and Irina to make out and or fuck. I really, really want that. Just to make Micah go crazy.
I don't want anyone to be with Irina. I don't want to do that to anyone. Because she just wants to, Irina is kind of eerily, even though she wants to be Micah's henchman, she's also she's chomping at the bit to usurp her.
She
wants to beat her at her own game.
This is fucking like Game of Thrones shit, y'all.
Yeah. And the worst part of this, as you all know, is the show I do believe the show was, yes, they were trying to make compelling television, but I believe the people on this show really do believe in it because they never stop shoving down for every step of the way. They have to say, is Love Blind or not? They've drank their own Kool-Aid.
For the most part, I think some of them are influencer and just there. I wonder sometimes.
No. I'm talking about the production. I'm not talking about the cast.
Oh yes. Yeah. That was not clear. Yes. From the production for sure.
The production, they keep saying, do you believe in Love is Blind? Do you, you know, they have, and it's so weird that now they have these are two people who are completely playing games.
Yep.
Yeah. And, this is, and then you have Zach, who I'm not sure about. I just think he's dumb, clueless. I don't think he's necessarily a bad person.
No, I don't at all.
I think he's got a strange way of relating to people, like that weird thing of telling people he was a stripper. I think that is, he's got a lot of insecurity that he needs to work through with his childhood and how he was brought up.
I trust Zach more than I trust Paul. I think
me too.
I don't think Zach is having any type of duplicity, even though I know he was lying about the stripper thing, but like he really wasn't, like he told people. It's more like, like you said, I don't think he knows how to relate to people and joke around.
He doesn't.
I think he thought that would be funny.
He's also trying to set the bar low, in a way.
The confidence thing.
Yeah. But I think Paul, I said this, I think I said this in one episode, Paul is the worst kind of guy in some ways because he's a dick who thinks he's a nice guy. He really believes he's a nice guy. Like, that's who he is. And he's not, which we're going to find out. And he'll never admit it. Like, when you accuse him of something, he'll go, I didn't see that. I didn't understand it. But part of him understands it. Men, exactly. They're all the same. Mm-hmm. To quote Mother Poodle, just like a man.
I hate men. Crystal Godfrey sang that at our Pops concert, and everybody loved it. She did great.
Did she sing it in a really operatic voice like you just did?
Yes, she did. Because she had a very operatic voice. She's a music teacher now at Lone Grove High School.
Good for her.
And middle school. She's great. One of the best vocal teachers you could ever have.
I'm proud for her. Regardless that her name is Crystal, which was a very popular name when we were growing up.
She's still one of my very good friends. I love her dearly. But she sang the shit out of it. We also did a duet that year of Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better. And we killed.
I'm sure you did.
We did.
That's the ultimate song to get your gay friend to sing with you.
Stoptown Baptist asked us to sing at a church. They wanted us to sing it at their church, and we did.
What ministerial place did that have, or was it in some kind of
We did sing it, and then afterwards he said, thank you for that. He said, and remember, nobody can do it better than God. And that's what he led into his
Y'all, never underestimate a preacher or a minister's ability to take something and make it religious.
I forgot about this.
If you follow Christopher Ryan Stamey on TikTok, he does Carolyn, who always cries when she's up in front of church.
Oh, I just sent someone of those today.
And when she's like, and that's when every time she's going to try and talk about, we had a hot dog supper.
Yeah.
And Pastor Tim's going to be making his chili, and Ida loves it so much. It's the first time she hasn't been with us.
She did one for Easter. She's like, I won't go over all their Easter announcements. Father Tim's got a full schedule for us for our play. And she starts talking. She's like, and when Tabitha is walking down the pew, I'm telling y'all get your Kleenex ready, because just seeing little Jameson, him carrying that cross with that blood on his back, it's just,
it was so good. It's so good. That is my childhood.
We really should be friends with him.
We should reach out and say, we have a podcast, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I don't know, you block.
You block, exactly. Exactly. I think that's it.
We now say we're Southern Queens.
Yes. Are we going? We're into couples now, right? That was kind of the beginning, right? And then now we
are
on.
Into couples.
Chelsea
there was
and Kwame.
One thing I had. I don't know if this is going to be a callback or not, but they filmed it. So I feel like it had to be there for a reason. It was when Brett and Tiffany are talking with Marshall and Jackie. And Brett says, Marshall gave me the heads up on Tiffany. She's like, he was talking to her and she's like, this girl is way, way out of my league. She's too old for me. But I think she's going to make a great woman for you. And I don't know. And Jackie, she is a great woman. Maybe it will come back. Maybe it won't. It was just a strange moment.
Don't you break up Brett and Tiffany.
I know.
We can't even talk about the scene where they show what's coming up next on Love is Blind when they show at the end of this episode. I lost my damn mind.
I know. So let's move on to Paul. We watched that. So let's talk about Chelsea and Kwame.
I got to spray my Harmony chakra spray. I'm already nervous.
About who? And
I'm just stressed. Love is Blind, this show. Oh. Y'all, I watch one of these episodes and I'm stressed out for like an hour. I'm invested.
I don't know if I'm stressed. I'm a little not about the season. I'm a little discouraged for the state of couples. I love watching the show, but I'm a little discouraged for the sampling that we have.
Yeah.
Not that I think they're going to do a bad show. I just think about production keeps trying to say, is Love Blind? And I think we have to keep saying, no!
No. But the experiment
works. No, it's not!
Only what? I think is there only... Well, Alexa and Brennan are still together. Is there... And
Lauren and Cameron.
There's only two couples out of...
And Amber and Barnett.
Oh, and... So only three couples. That's not a good ratio. Three couples out of how many people?
Out of 15.
5, 10,
15.
20. Well, we don't know from this, but out of 15, yeah.
Yeah, 15.
And honestly, more than 15 because they each have several couples that go on as well that didn't make it.
But we don't ever know if any of them stayed together. That's the
That's
thing.
True. That's true.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, I had high hopes, Tommy.
Chelsea's pissed, and with deservedly so. And then she said, why did you have to talk to her in this moment? And this is when he carefully, and I'm not going to call this gaslighting, but it's really close.
Really close.
He basically says, well, you said I could go over there. You said all this. And he's like, you told me I could address this. And she's like, I did tell you you could address it. And he's like, I can't not address this thing that she hurt me. And she's like, well.
I just want to bring that up. I just want to bring up that Kwame said that's his, I think it's Achilles heel, is because he said, I had to talk to her. I'm not going to let what she said ride. And I went, oh, he has to be right.
Yeah.
He's
and
right.
Then he's Chelsea says, well, you have a fiance now and you have to think about that, how your actions affect me. And that moment, his face just went, but both those things can be true. I'm like, no, 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 no. And then Kwame's like, well, I apologize. I wasn't trying to belittle what we have. You have to believe I had no intent behind it. And what she should have said then, which she did immediately, she's like, nope, nope, I'm not taking it. She's like,
well,
I don't accept
he
that.
He said, if this ever happens again, and that's when she cut him off and said, no, it should never happen. Full stop. Right. It should never happen.
You had a 20-minute conversation with her when you were laughing and laughing it up while he was not even paying attention to her, where this is when they should be getting to know one another.
Yes. Yes. I just want to say, I loved her already. I love Chelsea so much more because she handled
me too.
This.
I love her.
she handled this perfectly. Because he said, well, and then once we were talking, and then once after we got the apologies in, and she interrupted, and she said, and that's when the conversation should end. You got the apologies in, you're done. So it's done.
And yes, she was cross. She was pointed, but she wasn't furious. She didn't
nor cruel.
And she wasn't trying to hurt him. And at one point, she says, so did you get the apology out of her that you were wanting? You know I heard you laughing. And that's just like, so after the apology happened, then it was done. And that's when she goes, this is when I got really sad. And he keeps trying to explain, but, and she's like, yep, I knew this was going to happen. I knew it. I knew this is it. And then Kwame says,
like, yeah, we had no closure. He starts going into that. That whole idea of this life we don't get closure in life, y'all. That's like, it's not a storybook.
The thing about it is, two things. Why does Micah owe you any closure? Kwame.
Yeah, good point.
Micah does not owe you any closure in Love is Blind. Everyone was dating everyone else. And yes, I will say, she did say, I wish you'd have asked me, or he said, I wish I could have proposed earlier. He was also doing that with Chelsea. And Micah initiated saying, I don't think we should date each other. Yes, did she lead him on? Probably. But
not probably.
That's Love is Blind.
Also, he didn't get closure because he emotionally shut down and left the room and didn't talk to her anymore. So you just, but you said something that's so important. Micah doesn't owe him closure, but y'all, in life, period, we don't get closure from the other person. Yeah. We get closure from ourselves. Yeah. But he's this, and that's what worries me about Kwame, is that he's this. The more and more I get to see him, and like I looked at his Instagram, the more and more I think he needs the external validation. He needs the influencery life. He needs all that. And I don't know if he's here for the right reasons.
Yeah. I think he's going to wind up going the Bartice route.
I think so too.
Yeah. Y'all, you don't want to go the Bartice route. It is a dark road.
Y'all,
that always
Kwame's
leads
gonna be on
perfect match.
Yeah, that always leads a perfect match.
So she asked him, she said, do you feel like you got closure? And he says, this made my brain spin. Not fully. So I thought, what did he want from her that he did not get in that conversation?
Well, it's funny. What? I said it in my head, and then Chelsea said out loud, what would that would have been? Making out with
making
her?
Out? Went,
yes, he wanted to. That is out. She literally, I've never had a moment on Love is Blind where literally someone is taking the words from my mouth and just saying them. It felt so validating.
What I think he wanted I really do believe this. I think he wanted her to be broken up and say, there was a part of me that really was upset that when I saw you, that I didn't choose you. That's what he wanted. And that is not good. Because that means it's still competitive for him. Yeah.
Yeah, it's competitive. It's unrealistic because you're never going to get that from Micah.
And I think part of him still can't really see her as she is. I'm trying to figure out what these Micah. I don't know. I want to talk about maybe again as a gay man. I find her, everything in the pod she said was not compelling. She's absolutely not compelling to me. I wonder what both Paul and Kwame found so immediately. The only thing I could think of, and this is not enough for me, so I need to think about it more, was she told them everything they wanted to hear. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if there's something more. I don't know. I got to think
about
it. The
only thing I can think of is that the guys that are attracted to her, I think Kwame tries to be and wants you to think he is. I don't think Paul and Kwame are that deep. And I think Micah is not that deep, and that's attractive to them, because when you're with someone that's not that deep, you don't have to show up in such a yep. vulnerable way.
And you don't have to be smarter than them. And you don't have to be trying to know you're that challenged. You're smarter than them. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good
Whereas
point.
Chelsea is really smart, really emotionally intelligent. And again, we go, Chelsea's
I think
like
he's scared of her.
Of I think so, too. And she says, I don't get it. Would you have rather been with her? And Kwame says,
oh, what? Oh, I hated this.
I'm
I hated
right
this.
Where I'm right where I need to be. But is it where you want to be, buddy? Because I don't think it
it's kind of like when you say, you know, I really need to eat a quinoa pilaf tonight.
Yeah.
For my side. But I want French fries.
You want French fries.
Yeah. Yeah. A quinoa pilaf can be delicious.
It's not what you want.
It's not what you want. It's not what you yeah. want. Chelsea says, she kind of ends it and says, then let it fucking go and walk away into the life you're going to have.
Oh,
God, she gives good lines.
Do you think I want him to be kind of transformed and have this kind of like Mount of Olives moment, but I don't know if it's going to happen. I just don't see it happening.
I don't, because I think I think what he did at that pool party was so disgusting and disrespectful.
It was much worse than the Jarrett Mallory moment.
Much worse than Jarrett Mallory, much worse than Cole and who was it with?
Colleen.
Much worse than with Cole and Colleen at the pool moment.
Those were sexual moments. And this seemed like none of the rest of the cast really picked up on it. But I think we have a group, I think we have a cast here that's a lot less connected than our cast members have been before.
I agree with that before. But yeah, I think what he did was the worst. I think that showed his character more than anything.
I think he is not ready for the amount of hate that he's going to get.
Woo!
Woo! So I don't think Micah is either. And Arena probably is, because she's been ready for haters on day one.
Yeah, she's ready. She's ready.
So it's pool time with Jackie and Marshall. I'm always very nervous when I see a floating board of food. At any moment, either pool water could get in that food, or you could drop a piece of ham in the pool.
What if someone splashed in the pool and water came on the thing and it just floated to the bottom and all that food went to waste?
All that food would go to waste. Yeah, I'm fine with drinking in the pool. I'm fine with. But I don't want to see people eating food in a pool. I have a real problem with it.
I don't really like any of it, drinking or maybe drinking, but I don't love drinking or eating in a pool. And I can't eat in the pool because Aunt Peggy yelled at me for bringing in those Oreos. So I got in trouble as a little kid because I got Oreos in her pool.
I like it not because it was breaking the don't swim after you eat rule. It was just you getting fucking black cookie everywhere in the pool.
Yeah. She'd say, Matthew, I just had Jarvis come out and skim this pool, and now I got cookies all over it.
Was Jarvis her hired man?
No, Jarvis Pools. He was our neighbor, actually. Really sweet, sweet man. One of my dad's good friends.
Didn't we talk about it was like Jarvis Pools, not Jarvis's, right?
Jarvis Pools, yes, because I was talking about when my dad tore down the house that he grew up in, they built Jarvis Pools on it. because he he was tearing down the house and he called Peggy and said, guess what I found? And he found the old flipper that my Aunt Peggy used to beat my dad and Uncle Leonard's ass with. When they would misbehave, Aunt Peggy would whip them with a flipper. And one day she went to whip them and she couldn't find the flipper. And they didn't know that they had taken it up and hidden it in the attic.
Oh, memories of childhood corporal punishment. Still as sweet as the day it happened.
Aunt Peggy said, she said, they were both terrible, just little shits.
We need to move on, because I'm uncomfortable.
By the way, y'all, I'm sorry. I do have to, this is on Patreon, so I'm going to read this, because I probably wouldn't, not that she would listen, but I sent Jake a Facebook post from my Aunt Darla, and it's one of the funniest things I've read in so long. Aunt Darla posted, happy anniversary to my husband, Tim. Hard to believe it's been 12 years. I have one more surgery and then maybe we can start traveling. Happy anniversary, honey.
She still made it about her health.
Oof. I do love my Aunt Darla. She's a good one.
So y'all, Marshall's talking about, you know, how strong certain couples are. And they're like, Tiffany and Brett, they're great. And Jack is like, not as strong as us. I don't know. They're not as teetering for me as some couples are. They're definitely number two on the list. But think about context.
they're also peacocking a lot about how great they are.
They are.
And that can be a problem. Jarrett and what's her Hoover did that?
Iana.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing about that is, I think if you go back now, it never to me felt like there was true chemistry between them.
No, I agree.
And it's like almost he was trying to make it work. I think it was for her. And I think he was always trying to make it work for himself.
Yeah.
Is that me with the sirens or is it you? That might be me. Yo,
the minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love- love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'll pull over.
That's you. I don't hear them, but that's you.
It's the best of the New York EMS.
So they're in this pool, and so they're saying, like, Brett and Tiffany seem strong, and Jacqueline's like, well, Zach's a weirdo. He needs to stay 6 feet away.
Yeah.
And she really, did she call Irina a peasant?
Yeah, she's very judgmental. What makes her funny and fun is also has a dark side. So she's going to go hard on people. I think Marshall is slowly realizing that it's not going to be always a picnic living with her. And that he needs to take that as either who she is, and maybe after a while that might soften. I think it's probably a product of probably having to grow up tough and hard, which it seems like she did.
Yeah.
It might kind of lead to maybe them not getting together. He might decide he can't handle that.
Yeah, because she even says she does dumb shit for no reason. And Marshall says, well, everyone's beautiful in their own way.
I'm like, she's like, yeah, right.
Right. Right.
And she's like, but I'm fine because my Tonto is here.
Hey.
My dumbass. So then they splash around. Let's talk about
there's a little bit of Tiffany Brett. There's like beats. There's like Tiffany and Brett. They're but the thing about Tiffany and Brett is she's like, woo, y'all. What did they do, Poodle?
They fucked.
They fucked.
They carried their intimacy to the next level, aka fucked.
Y'all, and we already saw in his underwear, he's got a big old dick.
She packing.
And she said, I can't talk because, woo, that man. And we took it to the next level, and it was good.
Everything's great here. If this winds up going left, I think people are going to riot.
I will hold the sticks.
I think people may storm the Love is Blind offices coming for Chris What's-His-Name's head.
I will be there.
So, and
you'll be with me.
I'll go with you, just mostly to be a patsy if I want to do anything illegal, and I'll trip you.
I get that. That's fair.
You do make a really good patsy.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, basically, you're my soulmate. Hit the jackpot. They're y'all. I think they're gonna be without drama. We're gonna be happy about them. They're gonna be a little boring to watch, I think, until maybe family stuff starts to happen.
I think they might have to create some stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Micah and Paul, they are ATVing.
Not going to be boring.
I agree.
No, there's not really a lot right now, but they will be. Yeah. This just looked hot and humid in this rainforest. Did this look miserable to you?
It did look hot. I think when I'm out in the wild like this, I'm going to try to be an outdoor person for who I'm with. I'm probably, if I was with you or something like that, I'm like, it is hot out here. And I would complain about it and hurry the bugs. But if I was with someone, I would really do my best not to be a good sport. So they would think I was one of those people who did things.
So then that way you can lead them into a false sense of security. So then when they're hitched up with you and you're signed on to the will, you can be your real self.
Yes. How else do you trap someone?
Okay. Just making sure we know.
Come on. You can't really you can't actually show how horrible you are right away.
That's true. I agree. That's why everybody loves those cenotes. Because when you go to that, you're so fucking hot. You're just ready to jump in the cold water.
So y'all, they are, they're at the cenote and, they're the fish and she's like, oh, that's when she's like, you're so dorky. I need a shower. I feel gross. They jump in and it's cold. And then there's kind of some fun things. I think Micah, adapts pretty well to whichever situation she's in. Again, I see what she's doing and it is a dance.
She's a shark, y'all, a shark.
So then they're kissing. So something is in it for her, you know. And later on, there's a little bit of Chelsea and Kwame with the drummer the kind of cacao ceremony they're having.
And it's this to reactivate your heart.
And they have this kind of moment when they're holding one another. I don't know if I buy it completely.
Well, Kwame says this 1,000% brought them closer together.
Yeah.
1,000% poodle. 1,000% poodle.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
And Kwame said, you know, he said to her, he said, I woke up this morning. I didn't feel great about last night. I could have done a lot better in that situation. I'm sorry. And I made you feel deprioritized. I should have communicated with you first and then worked out the problem. And Chelsea says, I'm feeling really peaceful about it and I'm ready to forgive you. And I went, whoa.
That's amazing on her part. And he did. That was a pretty good apology. He said, I'm sorry I deprioritized you. I think he said, I'm sorry you felt deprioritized. I kind of wish it wouldn't have been that. But I think she could tell he was sincere.
She did. It was a great apology. But I still, you know, I think Kwame is one of those people that you feel like you are the center of the world when he is with you. And then when he is not with you, someone else is the center of his world.
Yep,
I think he's
agree with you.
One of those guys.
Let's go to the mirror image of that. The negative Whoa. Image.
The bizarro couple.
Black is white and white is black. The Woo. Bizarro world. Irina and Zach. The first word is, does it bring you down that I'm so dead? And he's like, y'all, the whole time this man has to spend comforting her and telling her she's okay for acting like a dead fish. That's what their whole yep. conversation. She'll probably say, like, you probably hate me right now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Am I annoying you?
And she said, I feel bad because I was so close off to you. And then she said, And then she said the quiet part out loud. She's like, talking with Paul made me realize that I haven't had a good moment with you like that.
And
again, that's a non-apology. That is a non-apology.
No, that is, I haven't had a moment with you like that. Like, it's your fault.
Oh.
It's your fault. That's how, and he, Zach kind of says, look, I really love you, but I feel like you can't invest in this. And he said, and I want a family. I want a wife that supports that.
But it takes two people.
And then he says, though, and I can still see you as someone I could do that with. And I went, really?
And really? Then she covers her head with a pillow. And I want to throw my laptop out the window and destroy something.
I have to agree back with who said this. Who was it that said, I kind of question your judgment? Bliss, who said, I question your judgment. If you choose her, yes. If you, Zach, you think Irina would be a good fucking mother to your kids?
Does she have one of those, like, is she like Scott Bakula-ing Quantum Leap style? Does she like leap into another person
that we don't see?
And maybe her words are different and she's not awful.
Or is she like slowly microdosing him with like a love potion and we just don't see it or something?
It's very strange. Either that or he's so clueless and full of shit. So the other thing is he could know he picked wrong and he's just full of shit.
I think there's that
and he's just
too.
Doing the show. Yeah. So again, going down that road scares me because then we would have to really contemplate all casting for the show she was brought on to be.
I mean, maybe not, but because he says, I'm very confused. Are you in this? Do you want to be in this? Is this something you want? And she says, not even a full answer. She just says, I don't know, Zach. You're not wrong. But she never says yes. She never is one of those people that says, she never takes responsibility for anything. And she finally has to wait for when Zach finally says, if I'm not your type, then I don't think we should go further forward anymore.
Did you hear? And this made me scream and say, I screamed, shut up! Like that when she said, I'm not going to chase you either. And she goes, you're not?
Yes.
And I screamed, shut up. So, and then she just puts the pillow on her face again.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the group.
They're together again. They're together. Yeah. And Chelsea flat out asked, I love how much these women talk about sex. Because Chelsea is like, well, Jacqueline, did you seal it? And Jackie's like, yeah, we did.
I'm sore. She said, I felt my heartbeat down there.
It's like that.
Sometimes that happens.
Woo. And Chelsea said, I've been sore the whole time. And we're like, now we know why Kwame helps getting away with that, because the guy can fuck.
The dickin' is good. The boys are basically saying, Brett says, I couldn't be happier. I never felt so sure in my family, so loved in my family. This is foreshadowing, I believe. In my family, love is not a word we throw around. And Marshall says, you know, this was really great. These three black men.
Can I just say one thing before you say, because Brett said something that Kwame, I wonder if this hit Kwame, because Brett said, I never want Tiffany to question and ask me, hey, babe, are you into me? Because Chelsea just had to do that with Kwame.
Yeah, that's true.
Before. Sorry, go ahead.
But they're sitting there, and these three black men, and Marshall just brings it up. A lot of guys who look like us, they don't have these conversations. They don't have conversations talking about vulnerability, because it's just not traditionally cultural for black men to talk about their feelings. Yeah. It's just not. And the fact that they're doing this, and he brings it up.
No, I'm glad he brought it up.
Yeah. And so, because a lot of times culturally black men have been seen either as soft to talk about feelings. And basically he says, you know, and then he says, there's so many friends I wish I could have talked just like this to say, I love you, man. They're not here anymore. And it is kind of one of these men sensitivity moments but it's wonderful. I'm not trying to make fun of it. It's a wonderful moment. But that's all thrown away as soon as Micah and Paul walk in.
And Micah and Paul walk in, and that's where Tiffany's like, oh, they just walked in. And something that I wrote that I think is a miss, it's like you said, did Paul not see the conversation between Micah and Kwame? Because we never get Paul's opinion on this at all.
It's true. And it's felt. The only person who saw it was Chelsea, who seemed to be, and I think Tiffany, who said, I'd go over there. That would piss me off.
I'm surprised producers weren't trying to get Chelsea to go talk to Paul about it.
I think Paul is clueless. Both Paul and Zach are pretty clueless.
He's just playing Metroid in his head continuously.
Yeah.
Dig Dug.
I think the guys this season are, at least two or three of them are lacking with being kind of for maturity's sake. It reminds me of season two men. To an extent.
But not in an influencer way, except for Kwame.
No. But I really feel like I think almost every season we've had women who were so much more mature than the men.
Welcome to life.
And I was gonna say that's life.
That's life. Ooh.
Maybe to counteract that disparity, maybe Love is Blind should just make the rule. If a woman is 25, she has to date someone who's over 30. Who's over 30.
For real.
Because I honestly feel, and y'all are going to say, someone's going to come at me and say, my husband married me when he was 26 and he's the greatest man ever. Men in their 20s just are dumb. They don't know what they want. Only in your 30s do you really start figuring out, because men aren't made, men's brains, it takes so long for us to grow up.
It does take long. Unless a man has gone through severe childhood trauma or really gone through a lot of hard times, then.
And had to come out on the other side.
And had to grow up quickly. I agree.
Yeah. We're little boys until we're 30.
basically.
And then maybe not even then.
Well, gay men were even worse.
Oh, Peter Pan syndrome. In our Peters.
In our Peters. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So this moment of Chelsea says, well, I think I'm pretty sure they're squashed. You know, Micah.
He's like, I got an eye on it for you, girl. I got an eye on it for you. And yeah.
And then, but she said, I made it clear to him, you disrespect me again, we have a problem. And then he said, she said, you can have the world with me or you can throw it away.
What do you want to do? And Tiffany says, I think Micah is a grown bitch. And when she's not with.
Lone bitch.
Oh, a lone bitch. Oh, that's even worse.
I think that was an autocorrect.
Oh, a lone bitch. And,
she nailed her.
When she, because she said, when she's not with Frick or Frack, and that's when she said, ooh, and Frack is here, and here they come.
Here's Arena and Zach, and
Arena looks terrible. She's wearing, like, this terrible, like, tit shirt. She looks horrible.
And I think it's possible to wear a tit shirt that is seductive, but also fits you well. And doesn't make it look like that your tits want to fall out at any point.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I think part of it is the shirt itself and then the fit.
Yeah.
So, y'all, Paul and Zach are saying to Paul and Zach are talking, the brain trust that is Paul and Zach, basically saying, you know, I need some investment. That's what he was telling Arena. And he's like, I got no response. And Zach basically, he's like talking about exploring with Bliss. And she's like,
Paul said to Zach, if you had the chance, would you explore things with Bliss?
And he's like, I don't know. She doesn't want to be with someone who didn't choose her.
No. Put a pin in that. He said she deserves someone who.
I'm sorry. You're right. You're right.
So he.
I read my writing wrong.
And if I based my decision off my gut and my heart, he said, I based my decision off my gut and my heart, and maybe I made the wrong one.
If your gut told you that Arena was right, your gut is also a dumbass.
You need a probiotic.
A kombucha for that gut.
You need one of those strong kombucha.
You got a leaky gut.
Leaky gut. And we know that because Poodle and I've been fucked by a basketball team before. We've had a leaky gut.
You need to get a gut transplant.
Yeah, a gut transplant.
If your gut tells you Arena is a good person.
Well, Paul even says, I cannot help but look back and wonder and question my choice of not choosing Amber.
So
that's not good.
I have to ask you, have we had I wish I would have chosen someone else who wasn't in the final 10. Have we had one of those?
No, and it's so good. So, it makes it such good TV.
Right now, we have the potential.
I'm shaking in my chair.
To bring two women back to this. Now, do the other two women get eliminated? And do they show up on the reunion? So many rules need to be established.
It's all new rules.
It titillates me too. I'm just talking through this to make sure everyone understands how groundbreaking this is.
Groundbreaking. It's so good.
So, you just did one of those faces like the Kristen Wiig surprise party person.
So freaking excited!
So the next thing, y'all, I think it's Brett, Kwame, and Marshall are talking about. I think it was. I won't.
Well,
be
it's
as
Kwame.
Angry.
Kwame says. Oh. He's talking to them about, and he said, yesterday I had that conversation with her, and he said, I felt like I wasn't as angry as I should have been. I'm like, well, that's because you were drunk. He said, when she sugar-coated her words, then I calmed down. But then he said, this is interesting if this is going to hold. Kwame says, you know, you are the representation with the company that you keep, and she hangs out with Arena. He said that Micah hangs out with Arena. So is Kwame starting to see the kind of dark side of Micah? I think we have to put a pin in that as well.
I don't know if that matters at this point. We'll see.
I don't know if going forward, because they're going to be together. They're going to have other situations where they're together again. Is he going to fall into that same trap, or is he fine? Basically, is he smarter than... Basically, who has more common sense? Or who's dumber? Zach or Kwame? Because Zach still thinks Arena's a great person, but he just doesn't want to be with her. Kwame,
Zach is really, really dumb.
So,
y'all... Micah and Arena, as they're sitting there over there talking / plotting, and he says, there's this weird tension between Chelsea and me. I don't get it. There's overcompensation going on. And then you can tell this isn't sincere. And she's like, you know, Kwame, like, has been very reserved to me, and I just want to clear the air. Part of her wants to clear the air because she doesn't like feeling this way. Part of her wants to move her knight to rook 4 or whatever. I don't know if chess moves. It's the next play.
Yeah.
So I wrote down, stop the bus. Because Micah and Chelsea are now talking. Hey.
I love Chelsea's laugh. She's like, ha ha. It was such like a you're a bitch laugh, but she laughed. It was great.
And I've got to say, her asking him to pick her teeth, which I would never do. I think that's gross. Is a baller move.
Oh.
Right in front of Micah. So
it's great.
Then she's like, so yesterday was rough. And we find out that
she's like, I didn't understand what happened with your comment. That's what she said.
Yeah. And she's like, he was kind of like triggered by, or Chelsea says he was triggered by your conversation. And she's like, it was a misunderstanding. Not true. What happened was you tried to backpedal and explain why you didn't choose him, but you wound up just complimenting him and confusing him more.
Yeah.
Because that's what you wanted. You never really said sorry.
Never. Never, never, never. And then Chelsea said, yeah, but then you had a 20-minute conversation.
And then as soon as that happened, as soon as we got that out.
Fucking rain.
Then the rain gods of Mexico decided that they couldn't handle any more of this tension. So they rained it out. And then Chelsea even said, good for Chelsea, I don't need closure here. It's done for me.
She said, it's done for me. She's like, I'll just have to continue being the baddie bitch because I don't need closure. She was like, I don't. Anyway, there's a little bit left, kind of, as we like to say, after the rain,
Nelson.
We should get Nelson wigs and do a Nelson number.
Those were some pretty girls.
They were.
Oof. So, y'all, Micah and Paul, they're soaked. She's like, I feel bad about not being able to talk to Chelsea. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Everything she says is a guise. Everything she says is so calculated. I guarantee you this girl was the alpha of her friend group. She was responsible for women getting eating disorders. I guarantee you this woman has ruled circles. Before.
Yeah, she has a friend that has a coke addiction because of her. And
oh, totally.
And here's the deal. The kryptonite to Mean Girls are grown-ass women.
That's true, like Chelsea.
And like Chelsea and like Tiffany. Jacqueline, for the most part. But yeah, that is Micah's kryptonite. It's a grown-ass woman.
Yep, that's true. She's like... Paul only talked to Zach the whole time. and basically brings up, Paul said, Arena, they were bringing up like Bliss and talking to Zach. And Paul basically says, I don't understand the kind of amount of like wondering if you made the right choice. Or Paul says, I'm sorry, this is not clear. I understand the mindset of wondering if you made the right choice. He says that in a talking head moment because he already brings that up about Amber.
Go ahead. I thought you were done.
He said if they don't get on the same page, he's going to end it with her.
And do you know how he said, I asked her about a little bit about Bliss, and Micah kind of got offended? Like, she's like, why are you putting Bliss in the picture? Like, why? Because it's almost like she wasn't thinking about Irina. She was thinking about, is he thinking about somebody else? Is Paul thinking about somebody else? Mm-hmm. That's what Micah's thinking. It has nothing to do with her.
So let's go on to perhaps the strangest scene in Love is Blind history so far. I didn't know what I was watching.
Oh, no.
This was so bizarre. First of all, there was silence for a long time, and they're just kind of laying there on the bed. And Irina finally says, so on the plane right home, I don't think we should sit together. So what's happened before this that the cameras did not get?
There was something that we didn't get. Either they fought or they just, because Zach is immediately, his next sentence is, this has been horrible, just fucking horrible.
And that's when Zach goes, let's call it. And Irina goes, okay. And she's like, I loved our second day talking. And Zach, to his credit, says, that doesn't make any fucking sense at all. That doesn't make any sense at all that you say our second conversation. And then she's like, no. And then Irina's like, well, I did treat you so poorly.
I wrote this down word for word because she read, I'm literally treating you so poorly. I'm a complete jerk to you. Again, no apology. She's just saying she wants him to be like, no, you're not.
Exactly.
No, you're not. She never says, I'm really sorry that I've led you on. She'll never say that.
No.
And then she's like, I hope you can see Bliss when you go back to Seattle. Maybe she was the one. And I went, what is happening?
And then he says, it's been horrible sleeping with you.
And Irina said, I was going to leave you after I saw you. But I was like, what?
And then it's true confession time.
Yes.
And then it's like, it might as well have been like, that pockmark on your face needs to go because it scares me.
Yes.
Or
he told her, he said, I was thinking about Bliss the whole time when we were together. And she was like, I was thinking about someone too. And he was like, yeah, no shit, Paul, because you were fucking flirting with him. Like, you can tell he's your best friend. I'm not blind.
Y'all, this is what you call toxic honesty.
That's a great word for it.
This is only there now to hurt one another. Everything else has been out the window. They are enemies. And at least the declaration has been made. Because now, and they both look so much more comfortable.
God, I want Irina to fuck Paul so badly.
And y'all, she says, I'm totally into Paul. The next thing is Chelsea and Kwame, and they're talking about Micah and After the Rain. And Kwame says, you know, I appreciate her asking you to talk. But again, honey, just to keep compliments about her out of your mouth. For a while.
Yeah.
And basically, they're talking a little bit about the couples who survive. And they're like, well, definitely Brett and Tiffany. They're like, also us. And I can even see Chelsea going, yeah, yeah. And they talk about a little bit about Micah and Paul. And then they're like, I don't know. And then they're like, are you feeling okay about us? And then there's this weird thing about between their families that they've talked about it before, but we don't know. We're going to get negativity from all sides. I don't know what that means.
We don't know what that means. I do want to say that we do get a little bit. They talk about Zach, and she's like, I can't stand that dude. And Kwame's like, I like him. Can we talk about Irina instead? So no one is liking. The guys seem to like Zach, but no one is liking Irina except for Micah.
No. I think men, Zach is an archetype that a lot of men have in their friend group, of the clueless kind of dumb guy who is there, who is kind of like a good time, but they're terrible with women. And so women see this.
That wasn't a read at all. thanks. Now at least know why I'm one of your friends.
Yeah, that's it. So y'all, we're back in Seattle, and my jaw dropped open. Zach's sitting there in a suit. He actually looks good in this suit.
His hair doesn't look crazy. He doesn't look like a young Marty McFly with crazy hair. Doc.
So Bliss walks in, and then
she hugs and then him.
And then I made the wrong choice.
Zach says I made the wrong choice.
And
blackout.
He says, I don't know.
I
don't know
also
what
to though,
happen.
Too, like, I'm like, I don't want Bliss to be with this guy. I love
Me
Bliss.
Either.
I don't want.
I don't. So, I think she's a bad. He's a bad match for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless I'm going to have one small caveat. Some people become so different with another person. Again, this is a 5% chance that would ever happen.
Well, I'm worried.
But yeah,
just worried.
I don't know if they'll let, if the show will allow him to continue filming with someone. I don't, that's the thing.
Yes, they will. They'll let us. They will want us to see it. Yes, they will. She was on the show. She already signed the release. It's easy.
But I'm saying, is it, you? Does he have to propose to her first?
Oh,
that's what I'm
like,
saying. All
do, they
of,
do they become part of the?
Yes.
I don't know.
That's
We've
what I'm
never
talking
done
about.
This before.
Are they part they of come, the experiment? We're in uncharted waters.
Do the Lacheys fly in and they have like an intervention? I don't know.
This is like when I had my first fivesome. It was uncharted waters.
Well, that's the show. We got to go. I don't want to hear any more of that, everybody. All right. This was
no, literally, we were in uncharted waters because everything we did was illegal. So
okay.
We had to do it outside.
Yeah. So that is the first drop of Netflix's Love is Blind. So there will be we don't know how many episodes, but I think there will be another drop coming. Is it a week from now?
Yep.
So and we do have access to those. So we will have all of our episodes finished too. Thank you, Netflix.
I think
and
it's
we'll have that out.
6 through 8 or 6 through 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to watch more.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. It's great. It's great.
What's
going to
happen?
If you're listening to this, go to our Patreon comments and put in your comments. Poodle's earbud just fell out. I don't know what's happening.
It doesn't even work.
Y'all, he bought the shittiest. He's like, I bought these good AirPods
they were
at the airport.
$34.
You're so fucking cheap. $34. That is like...
They looked good.
No, you are so intelligent about most things in your life. You are just have no common sense when it comes to buying things that because you get cheap.
I don't have, especially technology.
Yes.
I feel like I should be able to get it for cheaper. I'm my
I try to
son.
Tell him you get what you pay for and you got what you pay for.
Maybe.
Anyway, y'all. Oh, what a great season. So be sure. I know we've just heard that Supercast, you can have comments and do that. We're trying to figure that out. So for you Supercasters, we are planning on, just so you know, we're planning on getting more integrated and more involved in our Supercast. And we think there's more that you can do with the platform that we don't even know about. So we are getting involved in that as well. So more to come to look forward to for you Supercasters. All right, everybody. Thank you for, oh God, be sure to talk about this in the comments of, again, Patreon Supercast, but also if you're in the private Facebook group or on social media, let us know on Instagram, Twitter, talk to us. We've got a week now to let this all boil over, y'all. Talk to us about Love is Blind and let us know what you think.
Thank you. And I will be home next time because California, here I come. Back to the rain.
Yeah, it's going to be raining, getting another winter storm. It's already been here by the time this airs.
Shut up. Stop talking.
Yeah, he's got to go fuck somebody and go to a show. So, all right, everybody, we'll see you next time. But when you're sitting in that bed, and you got a pillow between you and someone that you absolutely hate that you've had to sleep with for 4 fucking days. What are you asking?
And your stuffed dog, Ralphie
is going,
whispers to you, is love blind, you dumbass?
Love is blind.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.